Good afternoon and welcome back to the Tuesday Afternoon Show. I'm your host, Robert Tomlinson. In the studio with me from the Catskill Community Center is the Executive Director, Beth Horton. Welcome, Beth.
Thank you. Welcome.
And the President of the Board, Lisa Malone Jackson. Lisa.
Hello.
Nice to have you in.
Nice to be here. Thanks.
I was complimenting Lisa on our experience last week with her husband, Jeffrey. We had such a great time together playing Delta Roots music. I'm so grateful that he came in. It's nice to have both of you here. So let's do a little quick review on the community center itself. How old is it? When did it start?
Interesting question.
Well, the community center building itself has been there for a very long time.
112 years.
112 years.
Right. But in its current form, it was reconstituted about 12 years ago,
yes.
I believe that it was, in a situation in which there was some doubt about what to do with the building and what it could be used for.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very famous internal story that Hudson Talbot, our dear friend, was sitting in a meeting in which there was a discussion about closing the building. And he stepped up and raised his hand and said, "Hey, what do we do for the kids of Catskill?" And he and several friends sort of embarked upon this journey to present the community center in its current form, which is an organization that works with both children and adults now to try to build community.
So I think on your web page it says the Catskill Community Center exists to create a safe and welcoming hub for community development, collaboration, and individual growth.
Absolutely.
Now, there isn't an emphasis there on children or youth, but it seems to me a lot of your programming does pertain to youth, and it is the town of Catskill, not just the village of Catskill. Am I correct in that?
Correct.
In terms of programming and what your focus is?
Yes,
okay,
it is.
And why is that, Beth?
Why is it focused on the town?
The children.
The children. Well, that was the history, basically, of the Catskill Community Center, was the focus on the youth. As we are growing as an organization, we are expanding that out to being community, meaning family, individuals, as well as youth.
Mm-hmm.
We have just started developing those programs, and the first introduction to that would have been the farmers market that we started 3 years ago to build into the overall community aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and one of the things that we really felt was important was that as our community changed, I know I was able to hear part of the interview that you just did with Christy and with Gil, and that there's a lot of vibrant community that's developing here in Catskill, and that they had interest in a bit more diverse programming.
Mm-hmm.
So we looked at those needs, and we're looking now to develop what is best for the community of Catskill. Our relationship with the town has been incredibly wonderful for us. They've been very generous in supporting us, and youth programming has always been a focus because we really like to be a safe place for the kids of Catskill to come. But we would like to serve patrons from all over. You know, there are a lot of people who visit our area. There could be people who come from other areas, other towns, who might want to come and participate in our programming. So we're looking to see how we can be valuable for all of those community members.
So just some basics. How many staff members do you have? I know that a lot are part-time.
Everybody is part-time.
Oh, everybody's part-time.
Right.
Okay.
We have no full-time. And we have about 8 of us total. But we're all part-time employees.
We're all part-time. And volunteers?
Yes.
It must take a lot of volunteers to do what you do.
We are building our volunteer base.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we have probably a handful of 5 people who steadily come and support the community center and work with the youth directly or with other programs that are going on.
How do you get volunteers?
We, through the farmers market last year,
we're
recruiting. Anybody who walks in the building, we're constantly asking them, would they like to volunteer and offer up their services? And we have an application process that they fill out. And, you know, we try to build the program around them, what their interest is.
Mm-hmm.
We have some people that come and help work with the kids and do woodworking projects with them and like to do things around the community center to help better the building and the facility.
Is there anything specific right now you're looking for in a volunteer that you don't have? I'm putting in a plug here.
Handyman.
A handyman.
Also, I would say exactly what you're saying. Just anyone who's listening right now who might be interested in learning more about what we're doing. I mean, that's how I got involved. A friend brought me over to the building and showed me around and knew that I had a background that might prove helpful in terms of board service. And that's how I got involved.
And you also have children, though.
I do also have children.
So
yes,
you can
three
understand.
Of them.
You
yes,
have three children.
I do.
How old are your children?
Well, my children are a bit older now. I have a 22-year-old, a daughter who will be 20 this weekend, and then our youngest is 15.
Uh-huh.
But I did not have a background in specifically working with children or education. My background really came from more of, you know, the small business realm and fundraising and that type of thing. But I saw the importance of what the community center provided here for the citizens of Catskill, and I was very excited to be a part of it. And I know there are a lot of people coming to town who feel that way right now.
So what's the annual budget approximately? Do we know?
The annual budget is close to $200,000 a year, actually. And the town has been incredibly generous in supporting us. They provide a very large portion of that budget.
No, again, so we're clarifying the town of Catskill,
not just
the village. So you're collecting that from all over. Right.
Yeah, the town of Catskill is our supporter, and I am endlessly fascinated by the government, the local government here, not being from the area, the differences between the town and the village and the way things are structured.
Yes.
And, of course, the village is very generous with us in terms of their support, but financially, it is the town of Catskill who provides financial support for us.
But I assume you have to raise a certain amount of money every year.
Yes, we have grants that we apply for annually, and we also have an annual campaign that helps provide some of the support.
Right.
Is there a membership?
We do not currently operate under a membership model. We are in the process of looking at all sorts of interesting ways that we might get people to be more involved. But right now, we really do rely on the generosity of the public, people who appreciate what we're doing, people who would be interested in learning more. And, you know, we're always happy. One of my favorite things to do is to just show people around. You know, if people want to know more about what we're doing, if perhaps they haven't been to the facility, people are often most surprised to find out that we have a full-size gym.
I was amazed when I saw that. I had to tell you, when I was there recently for the first time, I was just stunned at how big your building is and the facilities. It was great to see all those kids playing ball, and it was, you know, right in downtown.
Yes, it is.
It was really cool.
It is. Yeah. And so I think honestly that is really what gets people excited most. If you're able to be in the building and you see the kids and you see all the stuff going on, you recognize how vital this is for not only Main Street but for all of Catskill, for the broad area, because we serve a lot of youth and a lot of adults who come in from out in the country. They're not just from downtown. So
Do you have a sense of, I know this is hard to get a specific number, but in terms of like how many children and how many adults participate in your programs?
Well, on a daily basis, we have about 60 to anywhere from 60 to 90 kids in the facility.
Wow, every day.
Every day during the week.
Wow, that's impressive.
And, you know, now this year we also offered a before school program that takes place at the elementary school. And we have about
So you're going off campus, so to speak, to another facility, the school itself.
Exactly.
And you're providing services.
Yes, we are.
And what do you do? You just provide activities before school?
Yep. They come in. They can start from 7 in the morning to 8:30, and they do some homework help for any kids that need assistance with that. They play structured games with the kids, and we're up to about 17 kids right now and still growing the program. It's the first year that we did that, and so it's taken a little bit to get it off the ground, but every day we keep building and building that program. And we're getting ready we're gearing up right now for our summer enrichment program, which is very exciting.
Does this mean summer camp?
It is and it isn't. We, for years, have run what they called summer recreation. And this year, we're going to try the summer recreation was more of a glorified babysitting program for 5 weeks. So this year, we're going to work towards enriching the children's lives in our community. So we have a variety of programs that kids will be able to pick and choose from that will attract their interest. And we have two.
Can you give us some examples?
Yeah.
Is it too early to say that? No, let's hear some specifics.
I have a few that I can talk about.
Good.
Two of them are actually intergenerational programs. Where they can be a parent, a grandparent, it could be an aunt or an uncle, and one will focus on photography, and the other one is actually being sponsored by the Catskills Senior Center, and they're going to put on an intergenerational musical play.
Wow.
That is very exciting, and it's going to be based off of the Dr. Phil show, and they put a lot of work into it, and it actually is very funny.
What a great idea, I'll bet.
So hopefully we'll get a lot of kids picking that. We have muscle hypertrophy.
So if a child want to participate in this, they're going to make a 3-week, 4-week, 6-week commitment? How long do they?
It's a 5-week commitment.
5 weeks, okay.
So they can be engaged in an activity all 5 days of the week. Well, actually this year we're hoping to go to 6 days. We have.
So this really helps working families, frankly, right? I mean, it's a...
It does.
It's a wonderful support.
It's only a couple of hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still, for some families, might be some
sure.
afternoon
some
type
challenges.
Things.
Yeah.
But the programs are going to be mornings and afternoons. So they'll get to be able to choose whether a child will transition into another program in the afternoon mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. stay right where they are. But we are connecting with the community at large for some of the program support. Like we have Muscle Hypertrophy, who has agreed to do some muscle building programs for the kids. We are going to have a drum corps.
Oh, how wonderful.
We're going to have a social media program for kids to look
now,
at.
Now, are most of these on-site on Main Street?
No.
Or they're out in the community in different locations?
Some are going to be at different locations. Some will be at the community center. Some might be down at the park,
mm-hmm.
But they'll all be within a busing system
mm-hmm.
That Greene County Transit runs. So families will be able to connect up with that.
And do you have a mentoring aspect to much of your programming? Are there older children mentoring younger children? Is that part of how it happens?
For the daily after school?
Well, for anything. I'm just curious about the aspect, especially
that
I thought the summer aspect.
We're working on that. We do have youth advisory groups that are helping to really drive the programs. One of the things, kids have to be, they have to buy into it
sure.
and make it their own program.
Yes, yes.
And that's really important to us, is that they have a voice in what happens. So we have two youth advisory groups right now, one for the after school drop-in recreation center, and we have one for the teen coffee house that's on Saturday nights.
That's so intriguing to me. You got a teen coffee house thing going on Saturday nights,
yes.
and they kind of run it.
Yes, they run the whole thing.
That's wonderful.
They do it themselves.
What's the name? They have a name for it, don't they?
They actually now call it the Under 21 Club.
Under 21 Club.
So they can bring some nights. Each week they have some kind of special that they do.
Mm-hmm.
I know they did a paint and sip night. I know they did a open gym night. They did an open mic night a couple weeks ago. Sometimes they have a DJ and they do dances.
Mm-hmm.
But they change it up and they drive it and they kind of run it. And
how
we have
wonderful.
A couple of volunteers that sit back and just kind of watch what they do and engage.
Yeah.
So it's pretty exciting.
It's very exciting. So it feels to me like you're growing. I mean, that you're really expanding your
yes.
services.
Yes, so. We are. We are
okay, so,
really expanding.
So that's children are under 21. What about adults? What are you doing with adults?
Adults, we're gearing up for the fall where we're hoping to have programs available to the adults. Where they'll be able to select again enrichment programs that, you know, something like canning classes might be offered through the community center, meditation. Those are just a few. We're looking into some nutrition plans.
Yeah, some cooking classes would be really fun.
Cooking classes. We're looking into having some sports leagues for adults, putting them together.
Okay, I want to put my vote in right now for a volleyball team.
Volleyball.
All right. Okay. And softball, okay? Softball.
Gotcha. Okay.
Rodney and I will be on the softball team, right?
Well, that's one of the things, though. You bring up a really important point. And part of what we're doing right now is we're looking to find community members who might be interested in helping us to determine our direction. Mm-hmm. It's really a great moment for people who are interested, like many of us are, in sort of forming the values of an organization and how they operate. It's a great moment to join the community center because we've really stepped back in the past year or so and are looking at everything and what it is people might really want to do. And we are very open to ideas and to support at this moment if people want to get involved in any way possible.
Okay, softball. I'm just going to say softball.
Not dodgeball?
Not dodgeball. No. Softball. I want to get that mitt out and wear that, be up at batting again. Uh-huh. Take me back to my youth.
Because I don't think there are any softball.
Well, you see, there we go.
There we go.
Oh my gosh. Yay. I'll have to come up for a name for the team. Yes. We can get Rodney to help us with a team name. I know that'll work. So tell us about the board of directors. How many people on your board right now?
Well, we have currently 9 on the board of directors. I had to look at Beth to verify. We've had a little growth, so I wanted to make sure I had the proper number. Mm-hmm. And we have 9 really engaged and amazing individuals who are serving us in various ways. Christy Gibson, who was just here, is a member of our board. She's a new member and brings a lot to the board. We have Janet Riccobono, who is also a new member, who is from Catskill, grew up here, and is very involved. We have lots of great people who are doing lots of great things.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah.
So, Farmers Market, we should talk about that because that's how I got introduced to you last year when we moved here.
Okay.
The wonderful Friday night, the Farmers Market. Okay. So there's some changes coming up, and what will happen?
The changes are that we will be moving to Dutchman's Landing.
So out Friday of the downtown nights, Main Street?
Out of the downtown Main Street, but still on Main Street. Dutchman's is...
Okay, yeah, tell us where that is so everyone will know.
If you're on Main Street, you keep going, like you're heading right into the river. And it will be on the left-hand side. And there's a nice park for the children to play while the parents are shopping. It affords us a lot more opportunities to grow the market because we can have more vendors. We were very limited in our space.
Mm.
So
let's do the numbers here. So how many vendors approximately a week did you have last year?
About 12, I think, was the average of what we had. We are set up a little bit differently. Some farmers markets require that the same vendors be there every single week. We do not because we're a young farmers market.
Right.
But the space at Dutchman's Landing will really enable us to grow and also to offer some community programming in conjunction with the farmers market, which we were limited in the space to do last year. So we have some different events planned, some things coming up that should provide entertainment for the kids while parents are shopping and a reason and an excuse for families to get in the car or walk because it is definitely still within walking distance down there and to join us for that community gathering. And as you said, that's how you first learned about the community center.
Yep. Walking down the street, there it is. Yeah.
Well, that's what we feel is the most exciting thing about it, is that it's not only a way to support local farmers, local makers, people who are growing and producing right here in Greene County and the surrounding area, but it's also a way to, once again, build community, which is our job. So we find that a lot of people who come to the farmers market then get excited and want to learn more about what we're doing at the center.
So what's your goal for the new space? How many vendors would you like to see yourself work up to from 12 to...
We're looking for 20 to 25 on a weekly 25. Basis. Yes.
Yeah, that's
and,
exciting.
And, the variety. And again, it's really creating the atmosphere of community. It's a place for people to gather and also to bring food, make food more accessible to people. We are in Greene County, a food desert. So it's important for us as part of that community is bringing food and making it available at a reasonable price to everyone.
Well, and the thing is, we do accept SNAP, EBT benefits. We are very, very hopeful that we will really help people, as Beth said, to be able to get fresh fruits and vegetables that are locally grown.
So we have like 1 or 2 minutes left. How about challenges that you're facing right now? What are the things that are kind of in front of you that you'd like to make sure that you address and deal with in the next year?
Well, I think our biggest challenge at present is to really, as I was saying earlier, determine how we can become involved and who we want to be going forward. You know, we're in a community that's rapidly evolving, and we want to be relevant. And so it's how do we develop in a way that we stay relevant and we serve the needs of the existing population and look for ways, particularly to collaborate with other organizations and entities to build a better Catskill.
Sounds like a great goal.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Beth. Thank you, Lisa, for coming in. It's been wonderful to have you. And let's do an update at some point, too.
Yes.
Oh, the farmer's market starts June 2nd.
June 2nd.
Give us the basics.
And 4:30 to 8.
And contact information from you. I have your number, 518-719-8244. And others, Facebook, website.
You can look us up on Facebook. And our website is just very simple, CatskillCommunityCenter.org. All one word.
Cool.
There's Instagram accounts out there, so follow us.
All right. Well, we're delighted to have you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.